Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit back podcast.
I like China.
We're gonna retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Welcome to Legit Bat, and now your hosts, Joe, Jen, and Ben.
Well, welcome back to Legit Bat, first show of 2025. We took a month off. Thanks for bearing with us. I was basically pulling 12s for a month straight, so we are tired, but we made it through, kind of. We're going to find out as we go. I'm Joe. Jen is with me tonight. And returning guests Ryder Lee and Ryan Gable are both on it in one studio, kind of virtual studio. And we wanted to get you guys on to kind of recap 2024 and maybe have some thoughts on 2025. But we can talk about whatever. But I was kind of going to start off with if you look at the CBS breakdown of the top headlines or whatever for 2024, they're really some of the stupidest things. But
oh, my God, I can't wait to hear this.
I'll pull it up, but it's mostly just everything that you remember. Like I think they memory hole shit so well now that the things that we don't think about till later, like, oh yeah, that happened in 2024 too. But January, a Boeing jet made an emergency landing after the door blew off or whatever. You guys remember that one?
Classic.
Yeah,
everyone just
Alaska
acted
Airlines?
Like nothing happened.
Yeah, it was Alaska Airlines. And then for February, they just say the Kansas City Chiefs won the fucking Super Bowl. Who cares? March was the ship striking Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. I do remember that. Then we had the eclipse. Iran's hardline president, blah, 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 was killed in a helicopter crash. I barely remember that one. Climate scientist Claudia Sheinbaum won Mexico's presidential election in June. That's a whole story in itself right there. Of course, the assassination on Trump in July, and then August had largest and most complex prisoner swap since the Cold War. And that was apparently that swap between Russia and America. Duh. And then, of course, we had the hurricanes, and then we had Jimmy Carter becoming the first U.S. president to reach his 100th birthday and then die at 100 as well. So just a couple days ago. And then November, Trump won, of course, and December, rebels overtook Syrian capital of Damascus. So that's CBS News' top 12, but there's so much more in between. I mean, Ryan, I've been listening to your show lately. We just had Fog. I heard you guys on a dual show a couple weeks ago about the fucking drones. There's so much that happened just since the election. So what are you, either one can start, which was one of your favorite or most absurd stories you remember from the last year?
Ryan's probably got this one in the bag. Ryan does a show like every day on all this stuff. So I'll let him go first.
Okay. If you want me to go first, it's something I just learned about 2 hours ago.
Nice.
True story. It's not a joke. And you should have the internet ready to search it because it sounds like I'm making it up. A woman received a COVID vaccine and then she went back to get a second COVID vaccine. And within a short period of time, she noticed something was wrong with her body. This is not a joke. I'm not setting this up. It's not a joke. There's no punchline. This woman grew from a size B cup breast to a size triple G.
That is no joke.
No joke. From getting the COVID vaccine. And Pfizer even acknowledged, yeah, that happened. We're not sure what happened, but it happened. They call it the Pfizer boob job. It was published in the NIH, and they don't know what caused it. It kind of reminds me of Viagra, which was originally invented to cure, heart issues. angina, etc. And then it turns into a erectile dysfunction pill. So now they might have a pill to enlarge breasts, or if they can alter that, it could be a penile. You know?
Yeah. Can you imagine? Vaccine.
Can you imagine how many people now are going to want to get the COVID vaccine just for the chance that
You're going to have dudes injecting it right into their dick. Like, come on, make it bigger. Yeah.
Seriously, I thought that was back in 2024 in December, just a few weeks ago. You should see if you can pull that up. It's called the Pfizer Boob Job, NIH.
let's find it.
Totally and absolutely made up, but it's not. And there's actually a medical name for it. It's a case of gigantomastia.
That's almost like a health hazard, though, having boobs that big.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want boobs used to them,
especially if you have the size, you go to bed with a size B and you wake up with triple G's.
Yeah.
That'll rip your chest.
Is that triple G size, or is like the triple grand? Like, you get that much money. I woke up with triple G's.
That's like when you obscene.
There it is.
Pfizer boob job. Women are claiming their breasts got bigger after having COVID. Pfizer COVID vaccine. What's that?
Well, that was 2021. This particular article is about one individual woman. At least that's how it starts. And you have to type in NIH. Type in NIH.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found it. That's actually, it's a... The journal article is the Pfizer boob job in quotes, a case of unexplained gigantomastia.
These are peer-reviewed journals, right?
Most of them are. They're published on the NIH usually. Not that that means much, but...
Oh, my God.
So the thing is, you can't really... If you claimed after 15 minutes that you had some kind of complication, that's 15, 20, 20 minutes beyond, you know, the... it's usually 15 or 20 minutes. If you go beyond that, then... It wasn't the shot. This is something you can't dispute, though. Two shots.
Does it say how long it took her to grow them things?
Well, even if it was in a couple of years, it would be big enough.
Oh, geez.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm going to have to edit that out.
Bam.
for the YouTube watchers, I just showed boobs on screen, so I'm going to edit that out, okay?
You can show Gaddafi getting killed on TV, but you can't show breasts. That's...
Yeah, and probably beheadings and shit too, but you know, titties, no.
Christian communities being slaughtered in Lebanon and Syria, but no boobs.
So that's so fucking interesting, though, that would be one of the side effects, if it actually is. Of course, we always wonder, you know, was it that, or I don't know what else would do that besides some crazy genetic experiment, but...
A lot of dairy milk, but it doesn't cause that kind of growth in an adult woman.
No, everybody be out there chugging it.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of those cases where Pfizer, just like with Viagra, it's a byproduct of whatever drug they put in your body, and it has an effect, and it'll probably really legitimately turn into some kind of like medical procedure you can get. You get this injection, they found what it does, and then you got big boobs, or maybe they can reverse it, make your boobs smaller, make your penis bigger. If you got small hands, maybe they can make your hands. I don't know. It's like the next realm of genetic engineering as a mistake. It's very bizarre. And it also
shows bright.
Why we shouldn't be playing around with gene editing in food.
Yeah, probably not.
Or anything
else.
Yeah,
and let's not forget, 4 years ago, if you didn't put that in your body, you were a piece of shit and you were hurting your relatives. You were killing grandma. Yeah, that was like the old trope. But people were pissed at you for not getting the vaccine. For what? Just because you were a little bit nervous that you didn't know what it was going to do?
Because they were good people and you weren't.
The media was just blabbing about how perfect and safe and effective it was. Test it on everybody. It's not going to hurt anybody. Yeah, that I can't wait to see all of the studies that
we're
going to
be seeing
later.
Some X-Men type shit soon. Like, seriously. People growing Wolverine fangs and shit.
Thank God, dude. I've always wanted to be in the X-Men. I freaking love the X-Men, dude.
I thought you were going
to
say you always wanted triple G breasts, but...
Triple G, too. Dude. I'll get those triple Gs. No, it's so wild that... What's really weird is the cycle of information and, like, news and, like, the things that are popular to talk about within the community is always changing and is always evolving. It's always going from one thing to, like, the next thing. you know, and all this fog stuff, like, just completely overshadowed the UFO drones in New Jersey. Like, now no one cares about the drones anymore. The drone thing is over. It's done. Just like I said that it was going to peter out. See, there's these topics that people talk about just for a brief little period of time, and then they jump onto the next thing, and then the thing after that, and then the thing after that. It's just a revolving door. It's a revolving door of things to talk about, and we don't get the answers for the things that were before, and then it just keeps this thing, this machine going, this alternative conspiracy community machine, just you know, the carousel just keeps on a rolling.
Well, it's the same, it's the same basic idea as the mainstream. I mean, that does the same thing. So I think people just fall into the same trap. But, and we noticed that, like, maybe 2 years into doing this, that it seemed like for about a month or two, there'd be one topic that was just hot and predictions everywhere and everybody's talking about it. And then all of a sudden, like you said, you don't even realize when it's not there anymore because you're talking about the next thing. And then there's no resolution to the thing you were talking before. And anybody who made predictions, you don't hear from them after that because nothing came of it, or you know, whatever happens.
But I just really quick, I have to correct you because I noticed when people stopped talking about Tartaria and I was so excited. I was like, fucking thank God. I don't want to hear about it anymore. And I noticed it.
That one was
a noticeable absence. And I was like,
6 month stretch. At least.
Oh, there's still people talking about it. That one will never go away. That one's a permanent staple in the community.
It's just not everywhere. It's not like everywhere now. That's all.
And I get it. We talked about some, we had a couple shows on each of those things, and it's interesting because I'd never even fucking heard about it before. I'm like, wow, this is interesting. And then I heard so much about it, and there's no new information and nothing. And then it just petered out, and it's like, this makes me lose interest in stuff. And is that manufactured?
No, I'm not saying it's not interesting. It's still interesting, I guess, but it was just like, do you have anything else to talk about? Like, I don't know. It was just
nobody knew what it was because it was made up. Someone made it up. It's misunderstanding old maps and things like that, as far as I'm concerned.
But Ryan, it's on the maps, bro. I have a map in my bedroom that says Tartaria. The Tartaria on the map.
never go full retardia.
No, the same thing happened, like you said, with the drones, but the fog even, I think I saw one video on it today. I was actually unaware of this whole fog thing until you brought it up, Ryan, on what, yesterday's show or the day before? I was like, wait a minute, what do we, so I had to start looking it up. I'm like, what is the fog thing? I'm like, what?
Well, before we could even talk about that, I want to go back to your comment a moment ago while I was fixing my microphone here. The thing about information or topics coming and going, I mean, obviously we live in both a 24-hour news cycle with the mainstream media. I think in alternative media, it's less than that. It's almost like a 12-hour news cycle, or maybe even a 6-hour news cycle. Things, I wake up, big topic, I go to bed, no one's ever heard of it again. It just that quickly. But I think part of it is, I read this article about Kellogg's, you know, the company Kellogg's, and Mars, the Mars Corporation. And I remember this from 10 years ago. I did a show 10 years ago where I talked about how these companies promised to remove food colorings from their foods and their drinks and their products. And I remember sitting there in the studio. I was in Orlando, Florida. I remember where I was, doing the show on another network a long time ago. And I said, in a year, no one's going to remember this, let alone a decade. Here we are a decade later. Kellogg's never removed any of that stuff from their food. Neither did the Mars Corporation. They got credibility at the time. They got a pat on the back. You care about health. You're listening to the activists. 10 years later, they didn't change anything. And that's what a lot of this stuff is. Whoever can get the story out first, whoever can get the most clicks, whoever can make up the most ridiculous alien story, remote viewing story. And at the moment, at the time, they make their predictions, alien invasion in December. Now it's an alien invasion in January. It'll be alien invasion in February. When it's all said and done, there's no consequences for anybody. Because there's always some excuse, right? Oh, it didn't happen because I miscalculated it. It didn't happen because my insiders were wrong. It didn't happen because, you know, we talked about it and we exposed it. It's always some nonsense, always some excuse. And I think
one of my favorite ones is the Church of the Subgenius cult, where they had this big prediction that the aliens were going to land in 2000, and they had this writing from this guy, and then they all went out into this field and he was reading it and everything, and they had the map and the dates and everything correlated, and then it didn't happen, and then they said that they read it upside down.
Oh.
Hey, honest
Sorry,
mistake.
The map was upside down, guys. It's the wrong date.
Yeah, they're misreading the Atari map, too.
No, I that's why I kind of wanted to get you both honest, because I love the kind of the pushback on the crazies out there who make people who are trying to at least find whatever's going on to be true, you know, find the truth in whatever's going on, whatever, however you want to say that. But it makes people like that look crazy because they lump them in with these people that are like, you know, every Victoria's Secret model is a dude, or take your pick.
You notice
it's
that
all
too?
Over the place.
You yeah. notice that too? Isn't there a parallel yeah. though between the conservative people that say every Victoria's Secret model and every actress, everybody that was in Friends is trans, and then they think everybody who's a woman is a guy. The liberals think everybody who's a woman can become a guy. There's a parallel between those two things, right? Just like there's a parallel between the Andrew Tates and the feminist movement. They both kind of promote corporatism and working and making money and buying things and not relationships between people. And both sides, you have your pick. You can select Andrew Tate, feminism, take your pick, but it's really the same kind of BS.
It's always pick your flag. Which side are you on? And you have to yeah. pick one. Otherwise, you're in the middle like us, and we're like, fuck, I don't get along with anybody. This sucks. Man, it's all right, yeah. actually.
You know, there's a name for that now. For men, I don't know if for women there's a name. Someone just told me this the other day. It's called, oh my goodness, I'm blanking. I think it's called, I think it's called a Sigma male. That's a male, a guy who doesn't really want to participate in the alpha male territorialism, I'm better, I'm going to fight you, and all the, you know, alignments in society with certain groups and identities. You're just like, I want to do my own thing. Now they call you a Sigma male. I think that's the name of it.
Is that good or bad?
Well, if you're a Neanderthal, it's a bad thing. If you're an intellectual, it's a good thing.
So right in the middle again. We can't
right,
win.
Right in the middle. Right, the path of that Buddha right there in the middle.
I love being, pigeonholed and labeled. It's really fun to see what people come up with for me. I'm like, oh, that's new. I haven't heard that one.
I just love how they have to create labels for things because they feel like people don't have enough discernment to figure it out for themselves in their head. They have to have something to call it so that now they know what it is. And that makes it easier. But really, we were just walking around 20 years ago, just deciding on our own what shit was. And I think we were fine.
Yeah,
we lived. There is a retro nostalgic thing to the 90s now that is really coming in, even with the kids. It's really strange to see, like, going to the skating rink is coming back. There's all these weird, like, harkening back to the 90s. And I'm like, well, that was when I was a young kid.
They're trying to hit everyone with 90s nostalgia, like, right now, at this moment. Like, all the commercials that you see on TV, all the ads that you see anywhere, is all hitting you with 90s nostalgia. Because those 90s kids are now in their 30s and then into their mid-30s. So, and those are going to be the prime customers. Those are the people that are starting to build themselves up and have the money to actually go out and spend. So now they're marketing toward those people. Now, if you go into the mall, or if you go into like Hot Topic or like Zoomies or any of these, it's like 90s retro-y things now. They brought back the I Heart Boobies wristband for breast cancer awareness. I remember wearing one of those shirts when I was like 16 years old.
You're going to need a bigger one now because those shots are making them grow out of control.
No, that is funny, though, because I thought about that exact thing the other day, and I'm like, you know what? These do go in weird kind of 20 to 30-year cycles based on the generation that's growing up. So I remember when I was growing up into the early 2000s, kind of, 70s were a big thing. I listened to a lot of 70s music. There was that 70s show. Kind of some of the style was a little
Bell Bottoms came back.
Yeah, hip huggers, that kind of thing. And then I thought about, I'm like, so it was in the 90s, like the 60s kind of? I'm trying to, like, you know.
Well, 80s was a big thing just a few, maybe 10 years ago, that Stranger Things is all like 80s
mom
based.
Butt jeans.
And they had mom jeans came back. Even, yeah, TV, movies.
Well, that's even style. A conspiracy now. You guys heard of the 80s conspiracy?
I have not. Tell me.
Not AIDS, 80s.
Oh, besides AIDS. Okay.
So I honestly couldn't tell you much about it because I zonked out about 30 seconds into it. It's something to this effect. It's like basically we have an infatuation with the 80s, not because of age or anything like that, but because of the timeline switched in the 80s. And we don't remember.
Oh, did you mention that on a show or
Oh, I might.
I heard somebody talk about it. Yeah,
I definitely blacked out talking about that. That's a wild one. I think I posted that on Facebook. That it's an AI generated video.
Oh wow. Yeah, I mean, there's that other one. We've had a couple of people on told us about this idea of last Thursdayism, where the universe was created last Thursday, or the simulation started last Thursday, and you could never prove it because you're just implanted with memories, or you know, it's
that was the last time it was sober.
Hey, it's fun to think about, but yeah, if you're actually living your life based on these ideas, people, please do something else.
You know what all that is, I really think, and Ryder would certainly, I think, back me up on this. It's the same type of thing. I'm not saying it's the same people, agency, groups, or anything like that, but I think it's the same type of thing that we saw with one of my favorite UFO stories, Ryder, you could probably read my mind, Paul Benowitz. It's which created...
Oh, that's a wild-ass show. Sorry.
It created the whole modern UFO mythos, and that's basically what we see today. Every group is infiltrated by the same kind of psychological operators, whether it's a UFO group or it's a history group. Everybody thinks that, you know, your grandma and grandpa are lying. They weren't really born 70, 80 years ago. That's all a lie. They don't remember anything. Nothing ever happened. You know, like last Thursday, that's when the universe was created. I think it's meant to create such disillusionment and paranoia that people either check out and have no concern over anything. It's a very postmodernist, everything's emotional, nothing's based on fact viewpoint. It's actually more like, it's a very Soviet-esque way to look at the world, where there's no God, there's no meaning, there's no purpose, it's very atheistic. Or it's just meant to drive people crazy and to see how we'll react. It could be a combination of both, but I think it's along those lines of the intelligence military community and what they did to Benowitz. They're doing that to the whole population now.
So I was kind of thinking about that exactly like that, where it's usually a combination of a couple things. And anytime the CIA or military are involved, I'm like, let's find something else because there's probably a line to draw between these two things. I wanted to actually specifically ask you when you were talking about the fog to go back to that for a second. Do you think some of these things, especially since you said, or maybe somebody else said, but especially on TikTok is where all these fog video hysteria is coming out of. Is that something that's, not to sound conspiracy minded, but like perpetuated by the CIA or some kind of propaganda arm, you know, that does that thing just to do it? Like, I don't understand what the purpose of it would be if they did, but
again, drive people mad, drive people crazy, and kind of like the former KGB. Remember that? You think you might even put that in your documentary, Ryder? Former KGB. What was his name?
Yuri Bezmenov.
Yuri Bezmenov creating exactly what I just explained and doing that over a period of, what, 10, 20 years.
They essentially don't have to do that anymore. They don't have to put agents out here. They don't have to do that type of thing anymore. The community has taken on a life of its own.
I don't mean to cut you off. I'll go right back to Ryder, but it's demoralization and destabilization of society is what it is. Go ahead.
And then crisis and then normalization of that crisis. And that's the whole thing is like, it's just been put out there that you can't trust the government. You can't trust the, you know, any kind of agencies, which there's good reason not to trust them. They have done a lot of shady things in the past, right? But people have just taken this to a whole other level. And I was actually just talking to Ryan about this last night. We did a show, I don't know, like roughly around 2 years ago. And it was about the Maui fires, right? And I was like, hey, like, we're getting to a point where nothing natural can ever happen ever again. Like, now the fog is now a conspiracy. Hurricanes are a conspiracy. Eclipses are conspiracies. And the eclipse was like, well, the world's going to end. It's like a Y2K type of thing. And then before that, I think it was last year, was the emergency broadcast systems was supposed to alert everyone and turn everyone into freaking zombies.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
So it's like whenever like normal, natural, everyday things have now been turned into some grand conspiracy, you know, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. When nature doesn't nature anymore, we're in trouble.
Isn't that the same kind of, you see that parallel. So like the Lahaina fires, right? You had the mainstream media saying it was climate change. You had the alternative media saying it was a directed energy weapon. And then you had people on the ground who actually lived there videoing the power lines down, starting fires because the company didn't turn the power off, even though they knew the wind was bad and they knew lines were down.
That's like PG&E here. I know you talked about
that
too.
Exactly. Exactly. And what did they do? If you, I mean, you heard my show, you probably read the stories. You live over there. So they admitted.
We live through it.
They are the ones that killed people. And yet the company is getting away with murder because the public is busy arguing over climate change and directed energy weapons. I mean, hell, even the fires, what was it? They were fires in Montana. That was a conspiracy for about 35 minutes. The fires in Montana are abnormal. And the whole state's on fire. It was 70-80%. And I looked on just a regular fire map, and it was like, I don't know, 20, 30 fires or something. And then I told people that, and they said, well, all those fires, those are actually DEW tests. So now wildfires aren't real either. And then we get the fog thing. And it's like, yeah, look, the government does do experiments. St. Louis, San Diego, they do experiments where they spray stuff in the atmosphere. Universities do it. They've done this for a long time. They did it to black communities, white communities, the military. They've done it to a lot of different people. But that doesn't mean just because there's a military experiment from the 50s or 60s that the fog that you're experiencing right now in the middle of winter is somehow related to that military experiment. That's the same kind of thing people did with the DEWs. You know there's DEWs, right? Look, there's one here on Boeing's website. There's one here on Lockheed. Well, the Boeing one probably doesn't work, but the Lockheed Martin one and the Raytheon one, see, they have them. And you're like, yeah, so what? Well, that means that the fires were caused by DEWs. Like, how are you making that connection? Well, because they exist. Because they exist, that's what caused the fire. That's the kind of thing that's happening. Last example, the same thing with the hurricane in Florida. I grew up in Florida. I've been through, I don't know how many dozens of hurricanes. I used to get in the hallway, put a mattress over my head. We have a DVD player and candles. And I remember that pretty vividly. That was long before last Thursday. And now people are telling me that doesn't exist. That's all in my head. Florida's never had hurricanes, or they never had hurricanes this bad, even though these hurricanes are, in fact, actually the governor of Florida, I have issues with him on a few things, but he did the only thing I think a politician should do. And he went and he just read the statistics of like the strongest hurricanes in the state of Florida. And he said, stop pushing this hysteria. All these hurricanes in the past were way worse than anything that's happened today, and just totally disarmed the media because like Hurricane Andrew and so many other hurricanes. I mean, a lot of this is just like what we were saying about how these conspiracies, the 24-hour, 12-hour, 6-hour news cycle, these conspiracies come and go so fast from all sources. It's similar to the hurricane example is the example I give to try to explain it to people, is that when you say it's the worst hurricane, what are you basing it on? Wind speed, sustained wind speed, a gust? Are you basing it on pressure? Are you basing it on how wide the eye wall is? How many bands of rain there are? How much damage it causes? Is that based on inflation? Are you looking at the bullseye effect, the amount of property there? How many people live there now as opposed to 30 years ago? Is any of that being factored in? And usually it's not. They're just picking whatever is the worst based on a changing graphic. And then they tell us it's the worst. It's like that with fires. It's like that with conspiracies. It's like that with the fog conspiracy. Well, some government project back in the 50s, that's what's causing the fog outside my window. No, Mother Nature's causing the fog outside your window. And if there's anything abnormal about it, let's find the evidence. But the evidence is like, well, military did it a long time ago, so that must be what's causing it. The snow's not real. Hell, there was even one. Did you guys see the one? I think this was like another 30 or so minute conspiracy. The sky was gray. That was another one on social media.
That one was really short-lived. But
They're blocking.
I must have been asleep.
Yeah, you were asleep. You missed it completely. They're blocking the sun out. It's a gray sky in Holland in the middle of the winter. Ooh, very scary.
Dude, so some of this seems like weaponized conspiracy, kind of like what you're saying, where it's like to disillusion, demoralize. It seems like they've finally co-opted what I hate calling it conspiracy or truth or any of that. I hate all those terms, but everybody knows what I mean when I say that. But to co-opt that, you know, niche of the population and be like, you know what we could do? Really just crank it up to 11 and see what happens. And I think here we are now.
Yeah. And that's what the military said back in the 50s with the UFO stuff, right? They said we can send these people out who believe in this stuff to act. What was the word they used, right? Or they used to spread the message, the gospel. They used the word gospel to spread the gospel of the UFO
proselytize.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened. And it only had one person in the beginning, which was Paul Benowitz. And he went and spread it to all these other people, told everybody. And it was all misinformation directly from the NSA. So
well, I mean,
that's where the whole idea that aliens are getting us for experiments, that aliens have a contract with the government, that they're here for our resources, that they want to take over our planet, all those things that are still regurgitated to this very day all came from the NSA and Paul Benowitz. I think we did a whole show on this before. And that's just
we
like
did one on Corey Good. Me and you did one on Corey Good and that whole
I gotta
thing.
I got to listen to that. I missed that.
I had no idea anything about that guy. I'd heard the name, but I had no idea until he came on and broke it down. He's like, yeah, this guy was secret space program shit. I'm like, oh, I automatically just zonk. I'm like, oh, no. Not to you, Ryder, of course, but...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I think it's important to, you know, because we're talking about directed energy weapons and the Lahaina fires and all that. And people got really pissed off whenever me and Ryan did that show. And because whenever we said that, well, there's no proof that it was directed energy weapons, people took that to say that we don't think that directed energy weapons even exist. And they do exist. The military has them. The military uses them, but they're mostly used as a defense mechanism in case another country shoots missiles at us. We can hit that missile with a laser and explode it in the air. That's what all the testing was done for the military. And whenever we say that, you know, whenever we're like, okay, well, what evidence and what proof do we have that the hurricane in Florida was a genetically modified, controlled hurricane that was
a double
weather
G
modification.
Hurricane.
Yeah, a triple G hurricane coming for Florida. Like, what evidence do we have that that was a weather modified hurricane? And the only thing that they have is that there's patents for them. That's it. There's no other evidence. And whenever we point that out with, well, what makes you believe that these are directed energy weapons that started all these fires in Lahaina and all the other test fires in the United States, like Ryan was mentioning, in Montana? They don't. They point you to an article from Boeing or Lockheed or Raytheon or whatever that are like patents. And then they just assume that because they have the technology that that must be what it is.
Yeah, because KISS has a fog machine on stage. That must be what's causing the fog in your town.
Fog machine. It fogs up my whole goddamn neighborhood during Halloween. It's super fun.
That's right. Maybe we can go to the Halloween store on October and get a bunch of fog machines and then go out and record a video. This is the mysterious killer fog, the poisonous fog.
Yeah, the cabal.
I actually don't know about this fog thing. Ryder, I did see you post something on Facebook about it was like a funny kind of backwards comment about the fog, but I didn't really know anything about it and I haven't really had time to look into it. So can you guys tell me about it? Because I don't really know.
Give us the lowdown on the fog.
Mysterious fog, and Ryan can follow up because he did a whole show on it. I was just, which was weird because he called me on the way home whenever I had gone back from hiking and he was like, have you heard about this fog stuff? And I was like, I haven't heard jack shit about this fog. And then whenever I get home after talking with him on the phone, I scroll through my social media and all the posts are about the fog. So Ryan has the jump on like pretty much everything. I don't know where
it's winter. That's it.
His news sources, they must be channeling in from God or something. I don't know.
He's got insiders.
Timeline, his insiders, his freaking high up military assets. But supposedly it's just this fog that people are now, they say that they go through it. It's got like a weird smell. Some people have reported being sick after they go into this fog. And I'm like, who the hell is walking through this fog? Where is anybody around that is actually out just walking through this fog. Yeah, just are we not in cars now? Like, what is going on? Like, I don't really understand it. But Ryan can follow up with exactly what's going on with the fog. But that's kind of the reports, that it's a weird smell, that people have reported being nauseous and sick after going through the fog. But I don't know if that applies to if you're in a car. Has anyone reported being in a car and driving through the fog?
So before, Brian, before you answer though, I wanted to say the most insidious thing about this, if this is this extreme, you know, sideways culture that comes up with every crazy idea you can think, like every chick in Hollywood is a dude, that kind of extreme. It works because most of the time, a lot of these theories are based in some little kernel of a true thing. And I'm not because every chick is a trans. I just mean, you know, certain things, like there is government weather modification, geoengineering, all these things do exist. But that doesn't mean everything that happens is that. So it is this weird middle ground, which makes us sigmas. So anyway, go into the fog, Ryan. I want to hear this.
Well, there genuinely isn't really, as far as I'm concerned, a lot to go into. I mean, we could talk about specific military programs and university projects, and we could talk about the utilization of certain particulate to create whatever they're trying to create. I don't know, from chemical trails, which are openly admitted, to weird experiments with heavy metals on neighborhoods in St. Louis in the past. Like, we could talk about all that, but as we were discussing a moment ago, none of that necessarily has anything at all to do with fog today. The conspiracy is, for what I can tell, is that people have decided to go outside and look around and see some fog, and then get on the internet and type in fog machine and find patents for fog, which there are like hundreds or thousands of them. Again, you know, like for bands, you know, for Halloween, like you have, you know, and there really are machines that to create larger amounts of fog that are not really for bands or for Halloween parties. But that, again, has nothing, like the people that are seeing the fog, the first question would be, where are these machines at? Wouldn't you hear like a, and there's like some machine, like some truck drove into your neighborhood and is spraying fog? And the other thing is too, these people, especially that concerned citizen on X, was saying that this is covering the whole world. And it's just like Bill Hicks, remember how Bill Hicks did that famous bit where he said, you turn on CNN and it's just murder, stabbing, rape, torture, car wrecks, slashings. And then you look outside and you just hear crickets. And you're like, where's all this stuff happening at? Ted Turner is making this shit up, right? And that's kind of what it's like. I'm sitting here, the whole world's covered in fog. I'm looking outside. I'm like, it's 72 degrees in a blue sky here. And it's been 72 degrees in a blue sky here in Tucson for like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. There's no fog here at all.
That's because Tucson doesn't exist. Seen it.
Well, that's true. That's a fair point. Tucson doesn't exist on the map of weather.
But neither does Australia.
There were people even on X that were posting underneath of this guy saying, what are you talking about? It's a perfectly blue sky, nice day outside today. And the response to that, just like with the wildfires, is you're just not paying close enough attention. It's like, dude, it's a blue sky. There's no fog. So
there's no attention to be had. It's a blue sky.
Yes, which I'm sure that alone, they got some program. It's part of Project Blue Beam. That's why they call it Blue Beam. They're projecting the sky and the earth's flat and we live on Tartaria. I don't really know what else to say about it, except that's the conspiracy. But then again, there is, you know, there is a history of weird smelling fog. 10 years ago in Seattle, you could look this up, type in 2015 Seattle fog. And up in Seattle in 2015, people were a little saner. So when Seattle had this weird smelling fog, they were able to use deduction and reason to figure out that, oh,
it's the poop.
It's pollution. It's the cesspit of Seattle mixed with smog and smoke and fog and all kinds of other things in the city. That's why it stinks. You know,
not to mention living close to the ocean, that shit smells. You ever been to San Francisco? Sometimes it fucking reeks down there and it's foggy.
I don't know if that's the ocean though. That's the,
just the poop on the streets.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, San Francisco is a little different too.
Yeah. but you could find that in, like, it took me 2 seconds. I just typed in weird smelling fog. Boom. I get news articles from Seattle 10 years ago. I mean, I used to do shows on purple snow, orange snow, black snow in Russia and Poland and other places. black snow is usually pollution. Purple snow, it could be caused by a number of different things, but there is an explanation for it, whether it's supernatural or otherwise. These are natural occurrences, things that do happen. So the fact that it smells weird and, quote, is making people sick doesn't really make any sense. It's like, it's not a new story. We've read that story 10 years ago, and I'm sure that there are lots of other cases of that. I mean, if you look back in history, London is considered one of the most polluted places at the height of London being what it was like one of the most polluted cities in the world. And that was largely due to the fact that there was, well, like Seattle and San Francisco, there's poop in the street. There's maybe during a plague, there's dead bodies. There's not really a system of sanitation. So it's super polluted. And London gets pretty foggy. So I'm pretty sure in the past, London smelled like shit and people got really sick because of the feces and dead bodies. It doesn't mean that there was some weather control machine back in London 100, 200, 300 years ago. It just doesn't make any sense because we have a long history of these things being reported. Now, on the
other side, that's not fun, Ryan. That's not fun.
It's not fun. It's not fun. But this actually might be fun. There is a lot of legend around the plagues where that people would see on the edge of a community, they would report to see people spraying some kind of misty fog, and then people would get sick. Now, that's probably some part of the collective hysteria of not having any clue what's going on, and suddenly everybody starts to get sick and die, and you start to see the figure of death, and there's some Jungian psychology involved in that. But the bottom line is, what is happening today, I think, is winter, and the things that are not winter, it's just totally normal. It's pollution. There's nothing unique or there's nothing different happening or really being reported as far as I'm concerned or as far as I can see. I think it's just... I think it's paranoia and people that have completely disconnected from reality.
No, and it makes sense. Like, if we're going down that, technically another conspiracy, I guess, but that it's some kind of Paul Benowitz type of op, or they really did infiltrate. And it's really easy because everybody has a phone now. It used to be you could only get on the internet, you know, at night after work, you get on your computer and check whatever, and then you're done. Now everybody's on it all day. That's why the news cycles are so fucking quick too, is because the next post on Instagram is something else, and you're like, oh shit, now there's fog.
Like, what can we make them afraid of? Like, we're afraid of fog now, to be honest. So I hadn't even heard that story here. We both worked like 12 hours and I was driving around too at night.
It's two full cycles. You missed a lot.
And a fog settled in here in our town, honestly. And it was odd. I hadn't heard this story, and it was before it, I think, right before it, or probably around the same time. A fog settled in and I thought, okay, don't turn on your high beams and just drive safe. Like, that's it. And then it ended there. I was like, it's foggy. Be careful.
Well, even
there
here,
was nothing else. I wasn't like, where'd it come from? It's fucking December.
Bill Gates, that's why it's there. Here.
Give me his man titties. No, even up here, like, we do get, we're in a valley, and it does get a little foggy every once
it
in
happens.
A while. I don't notice the smell. I mean, I drive by cow pastures, so it always smells like shit. But so it just brings me back to the Bill Casey quote. We'll know our disinformation can't. Let me take two on that. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. I mean, could you sum up this last year in a better way?
That's it.
See, Jen, now, Jen, you got the nanotechnology, the fog seeped in through your ears, and you're filled with nanotechnology now. That's
you're just blind,
I
sheeple.
I hope my boobs grow from it. Will it do that, too?
The fog has been reported to double
breast.
The size of breasts. Yes.
Sweet. I didn't even think it was a big deal at all. Turns out... it's going to make my life better.
I heard some of the drones captured some people and gave them bigger dicks, too. So there's
nice.
An upside.
Well, the fog actually does the opposite to men. It shrinks the people.
Is that a legit?
Really weary, Joe.
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I talked over Ryder. Go ahead, Ryder.
I was just saying the fog increases the breast size but shrinks the penis. So you got to be careful.
It causes
shrinking. You got to just stay home when it's foggy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, people are wondering what this fog is. Fuck that. All right, I'm sorry you even asked.
As soon as I saw it, I heard you guys talk about it, or Ryan talk about it, and then I looked it up, and I started seeing all these things, I'm all, this is going to be gone just as quick as the fucking drones, which we still aren't sure what that was. I still say it's contractors or something testing out new toys, but fuck if I know.
You know
so
what
were the people out there looking for drones and then they encountered the fog? That's what it was.
Well, it's that the drone thing too, not that we necessarily need to recap that, but the I just thought it was interesting on the surface that all of this was taking place. Every one of the initial incidents, you could like on a map, you could, I did it on my phone, you could triangulate it. And the center of it was the area where the War of the Worlds broadcast was supposedly, the story was supposedly taking place.
Alien. Interesting. City.
And that like really kind of weird, kind of strange. Yeah. More of that. I mean, I don't think that that broadcast was necessarily intended to cause the reaction it did, because they did give a pretty big disclaimer before it began. But the outcome of it was that, oh, this is how people reacted to this. And somebody probably said, oh, we could, let's study this and see how the public reacted. So it ended up being kind of like an experiment either way.
Well, here's a nice wrap up of that whole, hold on right here. Here's a wrap up of that whole thing. In order to prove Cliff High's predictions right of an alien war 39 days after Trump and Rogan, they had to put drones out there to make it look like they were doing that because Project Bluebeam, and then fog to, because it failed. Okay, sorry, writer. Go ahead.
That makes sense. That runs in congruent. Makes a lot of sense.
Did you guys see the video where they had a this wasn't an alien drone or a reptilian drone. This was a human drone. They flew it up above the clouds, and the video was like, wait for it. Oh my God, do you see that? All it was a drone flying through the clouds and the sun. That was it. But they said it's some big revelation. They're blocking out the sun. So they're just clouds. Yeah, they're chemical trail programs, but those are just clouds. Like, Jesus, what is happening here?
Yeah, there's a huge difference, because we see it. There's, the sky is big out here where we live. There's, I mean, there are a lot of trees in certain places, but it's big and open, and we see planes fly. We see the contrail behind it forever, and then it rains later, and we're like, cool, thanks for testing on us.
It rains.
Today. That's not every day,
after
though.
The lattice expands and covers the whole sky, and then it rains.
Yeah, that happens. It does happen. I'm sure they do it everywhere here and there, but that's not every single cloud in the sky, isn't that?
Yeah, because again, nothing is natural. Fires aren't natural. Power companies don't lie. Corporations don't lie. The government never lies. And it all makes sense. And that actually takes me back to the hurricane subject I mentioned as another, in my opinion, a good example of this. Keep this super brief, but when you have, this wasn't me saying this either, there's a publication in Nature, you could probably pull this up, that the scientists, maybe some meteorologists, but they looked at the frequency and the intensity of hurricanes, and they found objectively that based on the reports of hurricanes, the only reason that they seem like they might be getting more intense and more frequent is because we're paying more attention to them. In other words, they said that the frequency and intensity of hurricanes has only increased due to the fact that we are observing them and then furthermore applying new methods of analysis to them. Otherwise, they're pretty much the same they always have been. When we focus on them, suddenly everybody panics and hurricanes aren't natural anymore. They're either geoengineered or they're the byproduct of some climate change program.
And hurricanes are egregores. Got it.
Everything has become egregoric, and we just kind of make things up as we go, including that whole, everybody's looking for a tabletop exercise. Again, I'm from Florida. 10, 11, 12, more than that. Might have been 17. I think it was 2008. Project Phoenix. All these hacks on social media. Project Phoenix. They got a tabletop for a hurricane hitting Tampa. Hurricanes hit Tampa a lot. And yet this tabletop exercise, which was not really a tabletop exercise, it was a program to train small businesses on how to deal with a disaster.
From like 2016.
Was it? I thought it was 2008.
It was however long ago. It was a lot longer ago than what people made it out to be.
And Bill Gates was behind it. This was the theory. Bill Gates was behind it because Tampa's supposed to be a smart city. And you set these people down and you say, every city is going to be a smart city. Why? That doesn't make any sense. Glasgow's a smart city. Nobody burned Glasgow down or hit it with a hurricane. It just was transformed into a smart city. That's, everything progresses that way. Tokyo didn't have a giant earthquake. It just was like, it turned into a smart city with technology.
Oh, Tokyo is like a circuit board.
It is. Wild place.
Yeah, I've just seen it from above, not flying over it, just pictures. And I'm like, damn, that's like the inside of a laptop.
But nobody made Mount Fuji erupt with weather weapons and it destroyed the city and they rebuilt it. You don't need to. That doesn't make any sense. Destroy all the infrastructure. I mean, even when the U.S. military takes over a place, we don't destroy everything. We kill specific people and then we drive the rest out and we keep the infrastructure. They don't destroy all the infrastructure to rebuild. Just, none of it makes any sense. It's all very, very stupid as far
as. It's because everybody heard about Event 201, which had a pretty direct correlation with the thing that shall not be named of 2020.
That one did.
And now every little tabletop exercise means something for what happens next.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's 100%, I think, correct.
It makes sense, that what you were saying, Ryan, like the perception of these things, when it gets brought to people's attention, it becomes something more than what it is. I mean, when you were bringing up the gray skies, I lived in Southern California for like 5 years. There was only maybe a handful of days out of the year where there was like sunny, bright blue skies in Southern California where I was. It was mostly like shrouded in this freaking dome of gray skies. And I thought that that was weird. I was like, hey, like,
is that the flat earth dome?
Yeah, it was the dome, dude. And I thought that that was really weird. I was like, I was talking to people there. I was like, why is it like everywhere you can look in any direction down here and all you see is like gray, weird skies? And that might be a thing too of like the programming of these drones, because the drones was like such a huge story, everyone was talking about it, and that probably brought more attention to that, and then people all of a sudden started seeing strange drones everywhere. It started out as an isolated thing like over New Jersey, and then now, and after a couple of days of it just being in New Jersey, people were like, it's worldwide. People are seeing them everywhere. People are seeing them in Arizona. They're now in California. They're in Israel. They're in Pakistan. They're in, the people were sharing videos from all over the place, which we have no idea if those were actual real videos, because that's another thing.
Like, or where they were.
Event happens, and then people just try and capitalize on that event by sharing a bunch of nonsense, garbage surrounding it, fake made up videos or old videos, and trying to pass them off as new videos. But I think that there's something definitely to that. It's like the movie Don't Look Up with Leonardo DiCaprio and that other Jen, what is her name? The Hunger Games girl. It's sort of similar, you know, to that type of programming. And when everyone looked up for the drones, now more people are paying more attention to things that are actually going on in the sky. And now everything is a UFO. Now everything is a drone. When I'm out with my girlfriend, I sometimes just like joke. I'm like, when I see some weird plane, I'll just be like, it's a drone. Every time we seen a street light that was blinking green right above the street that we were on the other night. And I was like, it's a drone. You know, like everything becomes that.
Don't joke about that, because when I was at East SETI, it was a long time ago before I got banned. When I was at East SETI, James Gillen was out there. You guys know James Gillen?
Of course. Yes.
Nope.
Okay, well, that's okay. He runs the East SETI ranch. Don't waste
your time. Oh, okay.
Don't waste your time.
Okay.
But he was out there communicating with Pleiadians. And when he does that, his leg shakes, because you got to put on the show. People are surrounded. Oh, what are they saying? What are they saying? And I'm not joking, and I won't drag this out, just very briefly. People were identifying in the sky. You got the mountain there. I think it's Mount Adams. So there's a lot of like atmospheric and probably geological phenomenon happening. Probably not aliens. Somebody was saying what you said about the streetlight rider, about the moon. They were like, oh my God, there's one over there behind the trees. And I thought the guy was joking, and then they weren't. They legitimately thought that the moon was, it was, you know, coming up. It was small. It was coming.
It's an alien mothership.
Alien mothership. And I was like, holy shit, these people are insane.
Were they on ayahuasca?
Who knows? There might have been all. He had weird rooms there, and all. I don't know what he was giving, weird vibration massages. I don't know what was going on there.
Well, where is this place? It's SETI,
Washington.
Trout Lake, Washington.
Okay, there's a SETI location here, really close to us. Mm-hmm.
SETI or East SETI?
It's just SETI. It's not. What's East SETI? Is that different?
Oh, that's different. That's like SETI is like the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Yeah. East SETI is like the, I don't know, maybe Ryder could explain it better. It's like that that contact thing, right?
Like Stephen Greer type shit?
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much you pay to go up to his ranch, and he gives you
massages and
strange healing.
That's totally legit.
Sessions,
how much is it?
And then you go out for a sky watch and you see some UFOs, and then he contacts the Palladians and somehow he knows exactly when they're going to arrive. He's always like kind of looking at his watch to see when they're going to show up, and then when the clock strikes 11, they show up.
Checks cash.
Every time.
There's the checks.
Oh, extra cash.
My God. That is, I mean, that's just a cult, really, and it's worked for, you know, however long. So people know how to do it. They just come up with a new idea every few years for their cult following, cash in, fuck all their wives, and Bob is your uncle. So I get it, but I mean, some of the naivety with grown-ass adults is, makes me wonder, or not wonder, why Biden did or didn't get elected in 2020, because I'm like, you know what? Some of y'all are just stupid. Sorry. Yeah. Not like Ryan, that clip you played of the what was that? It was somebody in the health or NIH or something that saying that she thought the American people in general were very intelligent and very smart.
Dr. Birx, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so, and I disagree with her.
You're not a doctor, so you don't know, but yeah.
Oh, right.
She was pandering to the people. We know that people are really, really smart. There's another one too, that conspiracy with how she's not the same person. You ever seen somebody put on weight? It's been like 4 years since you've seen this woman. She put on a bunch of weight. That's the same person with about 30 pounds more fat. That's about the only difference. It's not a.
That'll make you look a lot different.
Not that they don't have masks like that. Not that that kind of thing does. I mean, the body doubles and all that, but it just doesn't. Why would somebody replace her? There's not even a motive. That's another thing with the alternative media. Like, there's not even a mainstream narrative half the time to go on to create an alternative narrative. They're just making stuff up out of nowhere, like the Korean plane crash. The plane's still on the way off the runway. It's like on fire as it's slowly exploding. And people are like, I know what that was. The deep state killed one of the white hats. Now, that was the conspiracy. The plane was still on fire.
Wow.
No, I think it was the drones. The drones did it.
No, it was the fog that made the plane's landing gear seize up, and then it gave it COVID, and then it got big tits and crashed.
sprayed by the drones. The drones sprayed the fog.
But then its big dick from the COVID shot stopped it, and everybody died still.
So the drones sprayed the fog, got into the plane, everybody's tits grew, and then the plane nosedived, and that's...
Oh, yeah, it was top-heavy.
Yeah, nose-heavy. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go for it.
Well, what I noticed, and I'm sure that there's plenty of people overseas that do act like this, and a lot of people get their news, all their news from like Western media sources. But like when I was in Japan, there's probably four monsoons, or not monsoons, typhoons that hit. Nobody said climate change. I mean, there probably were some people, but most people I talked to, they're just like, yeah, we get typhoons. Why? Because we're an island in the middle of the ocean. So that's going to happen. Nobody yelled about climate. And that's Ryder. You and I talked about this too. A lot of this stuff is America-centric, right?
All America.
Stuff's America-centric. A lot of the climate, well, the climate change, not necessarily, but the climate conspiracy engineering, a lot of that's America-centric. Like floods in China, that's just natural. Typhoons in Japan, natural. Fog in America in the wintertime, unnatural.
What's going on?
Deep state all the way, trying to take out the white hats before Trump gets inaugurated. So before we get out of here, we're almost at about an hour. Before we get out of here, though, do you guys have any particular thoughts? And the listeners know, we don't make predictions. We're not prophets here. We just spout out what we think is going to happen based on patterns. So,
or what would you like to happen?
Yeah, let's do that. What would you like to happen?
Like to see,
and then
2025?
What do you think is actually going to happen? How's that?
Perfect. That sounds good.
You want to go first?
Yeah, what I would like to happen is that Trump does everything that he said that he was going to do.
Like the first president ever to do that, or
no,
I keep going.
I would love that to happen, and I would love RFK to do everything that he says that he's going to do, and I would love for the wars to end. I would love for the proxy wars to end. I would love an amazing resolution. I would love for food prices to go down. I would love the housing market to go down. I would love, that we could afford to be much more affordable in the United States. I would like that if our roads were fixed in a timely manner. or like some new form of transportation in the United States, some bullet trains, something to get us from point A to point B a lot quicker than we do, and that we've been using the same planes since planes were fucking invented. We've been using the same trains since trains were
That's because
invented.
we're in the Matrix and the machines didn't know the next phase of evolution, so they stopped it at 1999.
I
Only in
would
like
America, though.
a cramp
Only in America.
down on this AI garbage that is being continuously perpetuated. I would like the mis and disinformation about nonsense online not be taken as real, and there has to be a disclaimer saying, not that they can't post it or that they should be banned or that they should be, you know, taken off of the platform, but there should be a disclaimer saying that this is made up garbage, something like that. However you want to make it, but that this is not real, and then people can continue to read if they want to continue to read, and that's what I want to happen.
Now, what do you think will happen, though? None of that? I think the list is short on that.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a little bit of hope, and I'm going to hold on to that hope, and I hope that that hope keeps on hoping, baby, and we hope ourselves into a new United States, and
Your timeline,
United Hope of States.
we hop into that freaking fog, and that we ride that fog all the way into the golden age of the United States, baby. And drones can join us, and the ETs come down, and they give us all their technology and their clone sex robots, so that everyone can get laid simultaneously at the exact same time. And yeah, peace on earth, baby.
And play with the blue avians and have them teach us their ways. Yeah.
Yeah, juggle
All
the
right.
Elohim, it's nuts. Yeah.
Your turn. Do you have a more exhaustive list than that?
I'd have a more exhausted, like I'm exhausted list than that. I
Right there
frankly
with you.
was short of sarcasm frustration. I'm not really honestly sure what to add. Personally, when people talk about the golden age of America, I think about it in the sense of like the golden girls, like you're old and you're about to die. That's what I think of the golden age of America. Now, I love America. I wrote an American history book. I got a copy of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and old colonial money right here on my desk. I mean, I majored in American history. I love American history. But I think that the history of our world shows us that things are going to continue to get worse in America. And I don't have, contrary to Ryder, I don't have any, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't have any faith in the incoming political administration or the one after, simply because the trend and the patterns are not good. They're based on the historic, it's like the repeating of history. And I think that we're probably going to see a switch in the justification for why things are done. Like, we won't be censoring people because of racism or gender or sex. We'll be censoring people because of Israel. We won't be taking away people's rights because of skin color. We take away people's rights because they don't have a yarmulke on or they don't support yarmulkes. I think that we'll be, instead of fighting wars with Ukraine and Russia, we'll be fighting wars with Israel and every Muslim country and 2 billion Muslims on planet Earth. And that'll create blowback, which will take us back to the early 2000s and late 90s, kind of back to that thing about the 90s thing that we were discussing. And we're already there. We already, if you don't support us, you're with the terrorists. You know, they find the hijacker's passport in the rubble of the World Trade Center. They find all the information they need on the Tesla truck bomber and the New Orleans guy. And then they send a Jewish journalist in to this guy's home, whose real name is not actually an Arab name. His real name was Eli Sham, which is the Jewish name. And they find suddenly and magically a Quran propped up, just like those Qurans that were found in the vehicles at the airport on 9/11. And I think we'll just continue to, we'll go back to that George Era Bush censorship. And Islam's bad. And then eventually we'll have another administration that will take us into, you know, the opposite of that. It'll be back to racism and DEI and all that kind of stuff. And when you read about, I've been reading the Roman history book by Edward Gibbon, and you know, Rome lasted a really, really, really long time, even after the Republic fell, like hundreds and hundreds of years. America will last hundreds and hundreds of years, probably into the future. Maybe not hundreds, but we'll still be here. It just won't be what we were, and Americans are starting to recognize that that's definitely the case. And unfortunately, if you want to compare America to Rome, the problem wasn't necessarily the leadership per se. The problem was people and the military and the Praetorian Guard, who often would cut people's heads off and make people disappear when even an Augustus or even when senators decided, let's restore the Republic. Usually the people rebelled and said, no, we don't want responsibility. We don't want laws. We don't want to have any of this. We just want the full stomachs and we want to be entertained. So it's not always the leadership. A lot of times it's the people that rebel against it. And I don't really have much faith in people or the government of this country. And I think that we're on a really, really fast downward trend. And you can interpret that as negative. I just interpret it as realistic. It's like if you ask somebody, hey, what's 2 + 2? We're living in reality and not 1984. The answer is 4. 2 + 2 is 4. And you can hang me for that and crucify me for that, but it remains 4. Unless you do that Chinese math where if you combine 2 droplets, it creates 1 droplet. So 2 + 2 = 1 or 1 + 1 = 1. You're going to do that like Maoist math. But like, I don't know. That's kind of how I feel. However, for the positive of what I think will happen, I think that there are enough Americans who conceptually like the idea of liberty and our Republican ideals. So I think there are enough people that it will stop the bleeding a little bit, but I think that's what is going to happen. It'll stop the bleeding a little bit. There'll be a natural pushback to the oppression, but liberty is really hard to come by in history, and tyranny is a dime a dozen. And it's more likely that we will find ourselves in a horrible situation than a good situation. But with that being said, you have an opportunity to gather as much information as you possibly can, books, digital books, whatever, and store it away and preserve, you know, humanity. That's kind of the way that I look at it.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with either of you. And it's one of those things where you're like, I mean, it does depend on your perspective, but if you look at it cyclically, it looks like we're headed into just another one of these cycles, and it's hard to pin down which one you're in at any given point. It's easier to see it seems in hindsight, but
yeah, it's hard to see it when you're in it.
But thank you both for coming on. Ryan, why don't you tell us where everybody can find you? I was trying to find your site and I thought it was tstradio.com. am I wrong? .info. Okay,
the fog has messed up your...
No, so I looked back on my old show and it was thesecretteachings.info. So is that...
Yes, it's the same website. I purchased a separate domain that was smaller to make it easier.
Gotcha.
Same website.
That's why I was confused. All right. Anything else you got? I mean, besides, he does a show every day, people, literally every day of the week. Well, every day of the weekday. So if you can check it out on anywhere you listen to podcasts and also at tstradio.info. Anything else you got going on or things you got coming up?
No, that's about it. TSTradio.info. The free show archive is there. There's an ad-free archive for subscribers, and there's videos and digital books and my books like Occult Arcana that you can get on the website. Other than that, I had a good time. I thought this was a fun conversation. Hopefully we can do it again. It's good talking to you guys and you too, Ryder.
Of course. Well, you'll be in rotation. Congratulations on your marriage too, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Ryder, where can we find you? I'll put a link to your documentary in the notes, of course. A Clockwork Shining. I highly recommend it. We've mentioned it before, but anything else you got going on?
Nope. You can just find me on Raised by Giants on any and all podcast platforms and on YouTube. And I don't think we got to worry about these beheadings, Ryan. I think that because all the elites have already been beheaded in Guantanamo Bay, so... I don't think we got to worry about those.
Thanks, Trump.
I think they've already been beheaded, obviously, and they have fake heads put on them with the mask over it. Like, don't no, we all spray, know that that's what's going on?
Then they spray fog
at
them so
you
can't tell. It gets all blurry. Yeah,
I got to get her on my show for the inside scoop. That sounds like this.
I have all the
knowledge. Insider Jen, who wishes to remain anonymous.
Yeah, you can't say her name. You just got to say my insider.
With the breast growth, I think it probably the brain growth.
Oh, yeah, I'll bring my triple G's all day.
I'll get very smart. Larger penises, larger breasts, larger brains.
I'm going to clip that as a sound effect.
Get Ozempic while you're at it so you can be skinny and have large breastises.
Oh, my God. Mm. Breastises. Yeah. Everybody head down to CV so you can get your tits and dicks, all right? Well, thanks everybody who's listening. Thank you for sticking around, and we are glad to be back. And hopefully, I remember to edit out those tits at the beginning for the YouTube listeners. Yeah. Ooh, all right.
Thanks.
Everybody, have a great night. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.